Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. Let us know what you think of the Linda Monroe Show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Richard's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. As most of you know, I just dropped an audio book, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. So I'm on a healing journey with my listeners. If you've been involved in a domestic abusive relationship or traumatic experience, to give you the nuggets to allow you to make a conscious decision to leave that situation. So I found an article by Dr. Jeffrey Bornstein. He has the organization Brains and Behavior. He's CEO of that. So I've been thinking about self-love, because one of the things you cannot do is you can't love someone else until you learn how to love yourself. Okay? So I just wanted to come on a few minutes because I know a lot of young girls are suffering with low self-esteem right now. Basically due to their upbringing, they didn't receive any love, may have been in an abusive relationship with their parents. So they're all confused, don't know what to do, think they're prone to abuse, but that is not God's will for your life. So I wanted to come on and talk about self-love and what it means, okay? So Dr. Bornstein says, self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. It also means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Another thing it means is taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that is the key. We settle for less than what we deserve because we are not in a position to understand how to put our own needs first. I've had to deal with that for a long time in my life. I always put somebody else's need before my own, okay? Even though I'm put here to be a servant, I still didn't realize that I needed to take care of my own need. So I went through a lot of drama and traumatic experience because I allowed people to use me and take advantage of me, which only created anger in me. Okay? So it's not that I didn't have self-love for myself. It's just that I was dealing with rejection a lot in my life. And so, like I said, you're not the reason you get involved in a domestic relationship, because this is a situation where you are a very good-hearted person and you are a very giving person. So, as I said, opposites attract. So it is Satan's agenda to send this abuser into your life to destroy what God has placed in you. This is how you get involved in these situations, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with you. we're in a spiritual warfare with Satan. So one thing you must be careful about is when you're meeting a lady, a lady or a man for the first time, you know, they'll tell you all the sweet stuff. They'll hide that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde behavior, trust me, until they feel comfortable knowing that they got you under their fingernails. That's when the true person will come out. So you may have been involved with this person for maybe a year or so. They're doing all this sweet talking, even maybe giving you some things that you asked for. But the key is you're not listening to what they're telling you from the beginning. We're missing out on all those warning signs. So be slow to talk. Be quick to listen, because that's going to tell the key. Like I said, don't listen at somebody's words. Watch their actions. And it's the same thing. Don't be quick to speak. Just listen. Sit and listen at what they're telling you and observe their behavior. And it will let you know in advance that this person is an abuser. Also, you need to find out how he deals with his mother, okay, or their fathers, ladies, because the way they treat the person that brought them in this earth, if they're mean and disrespectful to that person, they're going to be mean and disrespectful to you. Okay, it's not going to change. Even though they may try to convince you that it's going to change, it's not going to ever change. Because if they can disrespect the person that gave them life, they'll do the same thing for you. Now, you also have to figure out what self-love looks like for you as an individual. You can't generalize self-love. It's only for you. And this is going to be very, very important to your mental health status. Because if you was constantly verbally abused all of your life, you can't use that as an excuse. Because you know how that verbal abuse make you feel. You know it's not right. So you cannot settle for that. You cannot settle for being verbally abused, because the verbal abuse will turn into physical abuse on down the road. Trust me, been there, did that. So what I wanted to come in and tell you, there are some things or some ways you can practice to develop self-love if you haven't figured it out on your own, okay? So here are some things you can do. First thing you need to do is talk to and above yourself with love. Okay? And to understand what true love means, you must have a personal, intimate relationship with God, because God is love. So you got to keep in mind, you got to tell yourself, you know, I was put here to love and not be abused. And you got to tell yourself that every day God gives you life. You are to be loved and not abused. You need to put that somewhere where you will see it every day you wake up. I am to be loved and not abused. Second thing you can you need to do in order to practice self-love is prioritize yourself in your own needs. Okay, so that's sometimes hard for us to do because of our upbringing. And some of us are people pleasers, so we just try to do for other people just to make them like us. Okay, forget it. Scratch that. If they don't like you, keep it moving. Because you're setting yourself up for some abuse. Okay? The third thing you can do to practice self-love is to give yourself a break from self-judgment. Like I said, you know, it's really strange. Babies come into this world and they have a brain. I don't think people or parents realize that. The moment a baby comes into this world, his brain starts functioning. So they can be around the baby, talking negative stuff about the baby, or just putting negative vibes towards the baby. That stuff stays in his mind or her mind. Okay? They hear it, and it goes into their subconscious mind. So as they grow older and older and they keep hearing this same negative connotation about them, they develop this judgment about themselves. If your parents keep telling you you're stupid, or your parents keep telling you you're no good, if your parents keep telling you you dislike your daddy, that stuff internalizes into a child. And it's not a positive situation to have to grow up with. Because what people fail to realize is they don't have their own emotions intact, okay? So therefore, they can't teach you how to self-love because they don't even love themselves. So you're in a revolving cycle here. Your parents don't give you the love to let you learn how to love yourself. So, therefore, you go out and attract these men and women that don't love themselves as well. And that will cause havoc in your life. Okay? The fourth thing you need to do to learn self-love is trust yourself. Don't listen to the negative stuff people say about you. Know who you are. Now, that's one thing about me I can remember since a kid. I didn't care whether you liked me or not. I knew I was placed here for a purpose. I started as a child, working towards that purpose that God placed me on this earth to do. So I trust myself. I trust in my gut feeling. And like I said, if you didn't like me, it didn't really even matter. Because I have truly been on a mission for a long, long time, okay? And that's what you have to think about. Why am I here and what am I going to do with the time that I have on this earth? And if anybody come to you that's not incongruent with that, it's time to move on. Let them go. Because you have a lot of jealous spirits out here in this world. And they're going to try to keep you down because they're down. Okay? So pay attention to the people you are surrounded with. That's going to be the key to build your self-esteem and your self-love up about who you are. Another, the fifth thing is being true to yourself. What that means is, like I just said, if you're not in my life to propel me to the next level and to help me grow, then I don't need to associate with you. Because we know what that means. You're going to try to hold me down. So you have to be true to yourself and know who you are. The sixth thing is to be nice to yourself. Now, when you don't love yourself, you try to surround yourself around anybody that'll give you that attention. That's a no-no. That is a no, no. Learn how to be by yourself. Okay? I mean, I go out, I take myself out to dinner, to the restaurant that I can afford to pay for. I don't have to accept McDonald's. If I want to go to Red Lobster, okay, that's where I'm going. And if I'm there by myself, that's fine too. But learn how to do things that make you happy and not try to make everybody else happy. Okay? If I want to go buy me something that's really nice, then that's what I do. I don't walk into a store looking at no price tag. If I want it, I'm getting it. Okay? And that's the type of feeling you have for yourself when you have that self-love. You really, really do. Because when you look good, you feel good. Okay? Remember that. When you look good, you feel good. And I'm telling you, when you step out looking good, you will be turning heads. And you don't have to settle for anything coming your way. The seventh thing is setting healthy boundaries. I was thinking just yesterday, you know, it started from the garden. Communication is the key. A lot of people just back down if you're telling them the truth and they don't want to hear it. So they just back down, let you say what you're going to say. And they just internalize the anger against you because they don't want to accept the truth. But in order for a relationship to be successful, you have to have boundaries. And that's what the Bible is about. It is a roadmap to show us how to live successful while we're on this earth. But a lot of people, they don't know the Bible. So they don't understand that if you're married, you can't be going over here sleeping with Sally Joe, okay? Because marriage is a sacred institution that came from God. He put boundaries on that. He tell you to leave your mother and your father, cleave to your wife. And another thing men don't understand about marriage either is that the Bible says you become one. Okay, you may not physically become one with your body, but you physically become one with your mind. And you got to understand, you can't hurt yourself, so why would you try to hurt your wife, okay? That's what you men need to understand. Excuse me. That's what you need to understand. You become one. You become one. So whatever you do to her, just think about you doing it to you, okay? The next thing and the last thing is forgiving yourself when you aren't being true or nice to yourself. You do have to forgive yourself, okay? Because if you can't forgive yourself, you can't forgive anybody else, okay? So it's all about self in the beginning. And ladies, look, you have to prepare yourself for your Mr. Boaz, okay? You have to prepare yourself because you can't make a list of what you want this man to be and you don't even love yourself. That's not going to work. So you need to work on yourself. And when this Mr. Boaz see you, you got it going on, okay? It'll be a done deal because you know that comes from God. So once you define what self-love means to you as an individual, here are a few ways you need to practice it, okay? The first way to practice self-love is to become mindful. And what he means by that is people who have self-love tend to know what they think, they feel, and they won't. Now, let me break that down a little bit more for you. When you are self-confident in who you are, nobody can tell you you're not that. Okay? They may attempt to do it, but it's not going to work on you. Because you know that you're confident into doing whatever you have to do. The second way to practice self-love is taking actions based on need rather than want. Breaking that down means staying focused on what you need. You turn away from automatic behavior patterns that get you into trouble or help keep you stuck in the past or lessen self-love. Ladies and gentlemen, there are gobs and gobs of people that are stuck in their past. They cannot move forward because they don't love themselves, okay? And they rather stay there in that mediocre situation than to change and be what God put them here to be. That is the most saddest thing I've ever seen. And you tell them they stuck, and they just look at you strange. Like they can't comprehend what you're saying. So when you get in a relationship with a person that's stuck in a past, in their past, abuse is inedible. Trust me. Because they can't, you're trying to move forward. They're trying to pull you back into their past. You don't want to go there with them. So that's how the abuse comes. They're trying to tear that self-esteem down. They may tell you you think you're better than they are or you think you're better than other people. And that's not the issue. That's their insecurity. You're just confident in who you are. So people, it is unbelievable how people try to hold you down just because they are miserable. They are miserable, and misery loves company. They don't want to see you happy because they're not happy. So when you get into a situation like that, it's time to go. It's time to move on and find that secure person that's going to help you get to where you're going. It's really, really just that simple. And, of course, the abuse lesson, the self-love that you had, okay? I mean, they try to strip it down to the penny. But the Bibles tell you to be strong and of a good courage. So we're fighting against principalities, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're strong, you will become that overcomer. And the devil will flee. Trust me. Also, the third thing he said was you need to practice good self-care. And what that means is you will love you more you will love yourself more than when you take better care of your basic needs. You will love yourself more when you take care of your basic needs. So people with a high self-esteem or love themselves, they will nourish themselves daily. They will exercise. They'll get the proper sleep. They'll become intimate. And they'll have those healthy social interactions. Okay? It's just like I was saying. When you look good, you feel good. You can't lay in the bed sobbing because you allow yourself to be in this situation and feel stuck and lost. That's not going to help increase your self-care. I mean, I've seen people stay in the bed weeks at a time, months, years, because they didn't love themselves and people rejected them. Can you imagine that? Not even able to get out of the bed because somebody rejects you? No way. Don't ever get that depressed, ladies and gentlemen. Never let anybody get you that depressed where you've got to stay in the bed for years. That's a no-no. Because remember, God put you here for a purpose. And the purpose wasn't for you to lay in the bed because somebody don't like you. Okay? That's not the plan. That's not the plan. He put plenty of gifts in you to work those gifts while you're here on this earth. So the final thing he says is to practice self-love. You have to start being kind, patient, gentle, and compassionate to yourself. The way you would if you were displaying this behavior on that person that you love or want to be in your life. Okay? But again, we need to get those traits within our hearts first. And that's why the divorce rate is so high. Because we're dealing with a lot of people that don't love themselves. Getting into a relationship that's unequally yoked. I hope this helped you and can provide you with some information to learn to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you cannot love anybody else. So write that down. If you don't love yourself, you cannot learn to love anybody else. And this is why this world is in a mess. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave that feedback and let us know what you think about the Linda Monroe Show. Again, I want to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Me and my guests are dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, go to lindamonroe.com, get that audiobook, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. It will truly be a blessing. I accept your support in advance, okay? And if you're down in the South Florida area, I'm having a book signing at Barnes & Noble's. I'll send that information out to you on October 16th. Come support me there. God is doing a new thing. Okay? Until next week, I love you. God loves you. The best is yet to come. And this is the Linda Monroe Show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.